Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by his name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Hi, welcome to Skies Revival Radio. This is Tom from the Sky Family. Before we start into our lesson today, I just want to encourage anyone who wants to have a Sky Family concert at their church or at their community gathering or want to have revival meetings, please contact us at 508-887-1051 or go to our website, theskies.org. And you'll find the email address, tourmanager@theskies.org. Contact us because we travel extensively and we're glad to come to your community. We have a saying around here, and that is, revival begins with you. Revival begins with me. Revival is not something far off. It's not something elusive. Revival is as close as our breath. If we will take the time to read the Gospels and to put them into practice, we will find we are being revived and that revival is springing up around us. Revival is getting right with God and then staying in a right relationship with God. This is revival. It's not complicated. It's available to every one of us, and we want to inspire and encourage everyone to let the work of the Holy Spirit begin revival in you today, this very day. And we have got a great word to bring forth from the Gospel of Matthew today. We're going to Matthew 13, verse 44, one of my favorite passages, where Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has to buy the field." Now, I'd like us to imagine this actually happening to us. Say that you're actually out walking through a field and you really did stumble upon a hidden chest of ancient gold coins. And we know with the price of gold today, even a tiny gold coin is worth hundreds of dollars today. So say you came upon an old chest that was filled with gold coins. You couldn't contain your excitement if this really happened to you. And you would immediately make plans to buy the field. And you would bustle around with great excitement to try to do whatever you could to buy the field and obtain the treasure. But you don't have any money. So what are you going to do? You think of what you might be able to sell. You can sell your computer. You can sell your car. You can sell your camera. Whatever you have. It doesn't matter that you're selling all that you have. You are obtaining a field that has a treasure of inestimable value in it. And so there's nothing that you won't sell to get this piece of land. As you go about this work of trying to sell everything in order to buy this field, you'll find some unexpected opposition comes up. When your family and friends get wind about what's happening and what you're doing, when they hear that you're planning to buy a piece of worthless property in the middle of nowhere and that you're selling everything that you have to buy it, they're horrified. You're selling your car? You're buying an acre of land out west that's too small to farm and too far from the road to build on? You're buying a piece of scrub land that's good for nothing? There's not even any view. And they do everything that they can to dissuade you from doing such an irrational thing. But there's something that you know that they don't know. And that is, you have found a treasure hidden on that land. So, it is, in fact, the wisest, most prudent thing that you could possibly do to buy this land. It's the best investment you'll ever make. And this is where we are. As our hearts are gripped by the Gospels and the revival message takes hold of us, we start to seek the Lord more earnestly than before. We have found the pearl of great price. We have found the treasure in the field. And we begin to forsake our old pastimes in order to spend time with God. We begin to leave off our worldly pleasures in order to enjoy the pleasure of God's company. And we are, in fact, taking the most prudent course possible. We're seeking after eternal treasure, which cannot be stolen. We're pursuing eternal glory, which cannot fade. But there's no way you'll ever convince those around you that your behavior of selling the things of the world in order to obtain Jesus is prudent. They haven't seen the treasure, and they won't believe it. And if you said you're doing it because you found that Jesus is the hidden treasure, and that he's wonderful, they'll scoff and they'll make fun of you. If they haven't seen the treasure themselves, they're not going to believe you. And all of our talk is only going to aggravate them. So you just have to say to yourself, I am getting the treasure, I'm buying the land, and that's all there is to it. I am obtaining Christ, no matter what anyone says. My soul is more valuable than all these worldly things, and it is more valuable than the opinion of those who are opposing me. Now, this selling all to obtain the field with the treasure in it, that is what the Christian walk is all about. That is the life of a Christian. And that's what our ministry, Skies Revival, is all about. It's about the need to sell everything in order to obtain the field, which is Jesus. And this is where we have to make conscious decisions. Over in the little book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." And this is the road that we are on, all of us, and we can't get off of it. Whatever we sow, we will reap. If we sow to the flesh, we will reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, we will reap life. Everything that we do is sowing. We're either sowing to the flesh or we are sowing to the Spirit. To sow to the flesh is nothing more than doing all the normal worldly things that preoccupy us all the time. We are automatically sowing to the flesh as we live life as usual. And the result of it is that we will reap corruption. We will forfeit the eternal treasure. The Bible is clear that we can love the world or we can love God. We can have one or the other, but not both. And the Bible is very clear on this point, which flies in the face of much that is said today about having all the things of the world and having God. This is not the gospel that is in the Bible. The reason there must be such a distinction between loving the world and loving God is because when we clutch dearly to all the things of this present world, we love them more than God. And the greatest commandment of all is that we would love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that means that we love God more than everything in the world, more than anything else in the world. So here we are, full of all worldly desires, worldly aspirations, lustful passions, lawful desires that we take too far. Selling all is surrendering these things. We must weigh them up and decide if they are worth more than Jesus. This is a moment-by-moment decision and takes real discipline. And all day long we are sowing and we can't stop it. Everything we do is planting seeds. We're either sowing to the flesh or sowing to the Spirit at all times. So, what does it mean to sow to the flesh? Sowing to the flesh is nothing more than spending our days involved with all the pastimes that take precedence over the things of God. That is, all the things that we do in preference to spending time with God. And these are the things that we love more than God. We must take the moment that we have and decide if we will sow to the flesh or sow to the Spirit. And there's nothing that sows to the flesh more thoroughly than our entertainment these days. In this culture, entertainment is our total abandonment to the flesh. It stimulates every passion and gratifies our desires for complete ease, comfort, and the excitement of our passions. And that's why we, as a ministry, Skies Revival, focus on our entertainment so much. We can sit down to watch a movie or two and abandon ourselves to the flesh, or we can sit down with Jesus and enjoy his presence. Do not be deceived. If we spend our time sowing to our earthly desires, we will reap corruption. When the word says, don't be deceived, it means don't deceive yourself and think it won't have any effect on you. Don't think, I'm okay, I can do these things, it doesn't matter. I can spend night after night after night watching gratuitous violence and all manner of immorality. It won't bother me, it's just entertainment. Don't be deceived. You will reap corruption without fail. It can't be any other way, because God's word would be false if you did not reap corruption. You will reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, we will begin to reap life. So what does it mean to sow to the Spirit? Well, it's no complicated religious activity. It does not require sitting in awkward positions or chanting or mantras. It doesn't mean being devoted to special exercises or being very particular about what you eat. Sowing to the Spirit means spending time with Jesus. It means actually making room in our day to remember him. It means setting apart some time to read his word, to get to know him. The simplicity of God confounds the wisdom of man-made religions. God's ways are easily understood, but they are passed over by those who are seeking inner light. God is so awesome. Here is practical religion. Do you want to know what revival is? Here's revival. Turn off your everything. Shut off your computer. Turn off your TV and sit down with God for a little while. Or go outside for a walk and observe the handiwork of the Creator. Turn to the Gospels and read them for yourself. It's like eating the bread of life. Set apart time for God. When you do this, the rewards are immense, because you are sowing to the Spirit. You are seeking God. You're making room for the Savior. And this is why we are so big on our commitment to abstain from worldly entertainment, to spend time with the Lord each day. It's the single most important thing that we can ever do, because by it, we obtain the treasure of Christ. We are selling our worldliness, our worldly pastimes, in order to buy the field and obtain Christ. Now, the beauty of God's plan of sowing seeds is that it causes good plants to come up, which bear more seed that are sown again. This is God's law. So we take regular people like us, whose whole world is made up of fleshly indulgence of every sort, and the idea of getting rid of our distractions to spend time with God seems impossible to us. We don't even want to do it. But God tells us, just sow to the Spirit and you'll begin to reap life. So we don't try to get people to simply stop everything worldly. We say, begin to sow to the Spirit and God will begin to bless your life and give you victory. You'll begin to taste and see that the Lord is good, and you'll begin to really earnestly desire after him. Setting the time aside for Jesus each day is the turning point of your eternal life. It's the single most important thing that we can do. But because it is so important, just keep in mind, it's not going to be without resistance. You're going to have to be very determined to spend that time with God. All manner of opposition is going to come up against you when you begin to actually spend time with the Lord. And that's why Paul says in the next verse in Galatians, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we don't faint." As we persist, the seed starts to come back to us, and we are greatly blessed by God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you because we want revival to start with us. We want revival to start in us today. So, Lord, we want to sell all to obtain the field with the treasure. We want to obtain the pearl of great price, which is Jesus. And so, Lord, we lay on the altar all of our worldly distractions, which keep us separated from you. We ask, O Lord, that you'd burn them up and help us to have a burning desire to seek you more than anything in the world. Thank you that you can take us as weak as we are and turn us into those whose hearts are in love with you. I take this challenge to set apart time to grow in you each day. I take this challenge, Lord, to sow to the Spirit in Jesus' name. Be sure to visit skiesrevivalradio.com, where you'll find many encouraging resources, including the first book of our Revival Begins With You series. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door into Radiant Life, and is available in hard copy or download. You'll also find Celtic Revival music CD and other uplifting materials there. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they're supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.